not only true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah itself. Every Yantif is a time of judgment. On Pesach, we are Nidon on Tfuah. When it comes to Shavuos regarding Peros Ha'ilon, and of course on Sukkos regarding Mayim. The Ran does point out, Daf Gimel and Daf Arif, that there is a difference. Yantif is a collective time of Din, and yet Rosh Hashanah we are judged individually. But nonetheless, every Yantif is a time of a Cheshbon HaNefesh, a time of a Yom HaDin. When you look in the very Gemara, the Gemara quotes a stunning, stunning Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum, Rabbi Akiva, and Pesach were judged regarding the Tfuah. And therefore, Havu Omer. And therefore, of course, the Avoda is to offer the Minchas HaOmer. When it comes to Shavuos, we're needed on Peros HaIlon, and therefore, we have an opportunity to bring the Shtei HaLechem. What is the link between the Shtei HaLechem and Peros HaIlon? Rashi writes to Deos that you bring the Shtei HaLechem, and that is Mater Bikurim, Bikurim which is the Peros. And Rashi writes, Vani Shamati Achidish L'Shitase Sanhedrin Dafayin, that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the Eitz Hadas was Chitin, and therefore Chitin had the status of a Pri, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva, that yes, we're judged regarding the Peros Ilan, and therefore we offer the Shtei HaLechem. And on Sukkot, the obvious correspondence. If we're judged regarding Mayim, so therefore the mitzvah of Nisod Hamayim. When you look at that Gemara, it's so stunning. You know, that's such an incredible, incredible Musar Hasra. A person is being judged. It's a time of challenge. It's a time of din. How do you respond? How is it that a person emerges Zakai B'din? I'll tell you very, very simply. You know what the Torah tells us? You take that challenge, you take what could be an obstacle, and you transform it into an opportunity of Avodas Hashem. You're being judged regarding Mayim, take the Mayim and use it for the purpose of Nisach HaMayim. You're being judged regarding Peros HaIlon, utilize the Peros HaIlon for the mitzvah of Shtei HaLechem, for the mitzvah Bikurim. You're being nidon regarding Tfuah, so therefore Minchas HaOmer. It's an incredible, incredible Musar Hasra. How is it that a person is able to navigate challenges, times of din, use that as an opportunity? Take the challenge, embrace it, and use it for the purpose of Avodas Hashem. The Torah gives us the capacity that every stumbling block in life can become a stepping stone toward Avodas Hashem. So therefore, the very tool, the carbon is the Davar HaNidon. And therefore, if that is how you are judged, the answer is very simple. Embrace it, run with it, use it in order to be able to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. What maybe is not so obvious is how exactly does this fit with Rosh Hashanah? Over in the fun of Kinmei Maro, I understand we are judged. And therefore, what is the corresponding mitzvah? The Gemara quotes the Braisa that tells us very clearly. After all, it's Shofar. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanei Malchus Zichronos, Uvameh B'Shofar, B'Tkiyah Shofar. You're being judged? The answer is the Shofar. And no doubt that, how exactly does this fit this model? I understand when it comes to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Tfuah, Peros, Mayim, and the answer is Tfuah, Peros, and Mayim. And when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you are being judged? And the answer is Shofar. What exactly is the link between over in the fun of Kinei Maram and the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? You know, it seems somewhat unclear. What exactly is the corresponding message of the Gemara? Perhaps the answer is very, very simple. You have to keep on reading that daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, the memory of Rabbi Avohu. We have in the Gemara Amar Rabbi Avohu. The Gears Rabbi Nachananel, he adds a vav. No, ve'amar Rabbi Avohu. Ve'amar Rabbi Avohu. Lama tokin b'shofar shalai. Why is it that we use a shofar shalai? You know what the Gemara tells us? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tiku lefanai shofar shalai. Kedei sha'ezkor lachem. Akedas Yitzhak ben Avram. U'malan yaleichem kilad katem atzmechem lefanai. That's the Kiddush of Rabbi Avohu. Why do you sound the shofar shalai? Because it's reminiscent of Akedas Yitzchak. Reminiscent of Akedas Yitzchak, and therefore what? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you hear the kolos of the shofar, and you internalize that message, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will view it ki ilo akartem atzmechem lefana, as if you offered yourself as a karma, self-sacrifice. When you see that mem of Rav Yavoh, it's stunning. On Pesach, the davar hanidon is tuah, offer tuah. And on Shavuos, the davar hanidon is peiros ha'ilan, so offer the peiros ha'ilan. And on Sukkos, mayim namayim. And on Rosh Hashanah, you are being judged, and offer yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Mesiras Nefesh. Umalan Aleichem kila katem atzmecham lefanai. That is the essence of Shofar. That I will tell you, it's self-evident, it's so clear that is the Midah Keneged Midah. You're being judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an opportunity. It's a stepping stone to be able to embrace Mesiras Nefesh toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mesiras Nefesh, Yir Avodas Hashem. Mesiras Nefesh in terms of everything that we do, and seeing to it that yes, that we are inappropriate. Hever Hashem, it's reminiscent of Yerushalmi, the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. You look in Parshas Pinchas, Perachav Ches, Perachav Tes, all the Karbanos HaMusafim. Yerushalmi writes, the Torah always tells us, V'hikravtem Olam, not when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. V'asisem Olam. No, it means Tasu Atzmechem. It means you have to see yourself as a tool, as a vehicle, as a karban, bifnei Hashem, and therefore, slichas, the minimal days of slichas, at least 4 days, because Mishnah Berurah calls, now the Dark Emosh, bikur mumim. You have to ready yourself as a karban, bifnei Hashem, and therefore, that is exactly the midah keneged midah. Rosh Hashanah is a challenge, no doubt, a challenge of the Yom HaDin, but an incredible balance, the Rosh, in the very end of Rosh Hashanah. The Simcha Bedin, to recognize the unusual opportunity that we have to be Chozer Vigil. And the Rosh writes, you know why that's true? Because when you're summoned before a judge, it can be times of anguish and fear and trepidation, or it can give rise to incredible, incredible Simcha. It all depends on who the Dayan, who the judge is. If the judge is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Karachim Avavanim, the Rosh writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform Nisim, Umate es Dinam Lekafsus, and judge us favorably. That is an opportunity that we embrace. We're able to transform a challenge of Yom HaDin into an incredible opportunity of Ritzui and Kapara and Chazara B'Tshuva. Is it an easy process? Of course not. Of course not. The most important things in life never come easy. But you know what? It is the most meaningful, the most fulfilling opportunity of Dir Shu Hashem B'Matzah. And when you hear the Kolos of the Shofar, it has to resonate. As the Rambam writes, yes, the Gzeiros HaKosov, but Remez Yeshba, or Yeshenim Yeshenaschem, to recognize that the Kol Shofar is speaking to us, but we're not always listening to the Kol Shofar. And the Kol Shofar tells us that you have to be willing to be Moser Nefesh, Laman Hashem, whatever it takes, whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to do, you know, we step forward, we embrace, we transform a Yom HaDin into an incredible time of absolute, absolute Simcha. And that's the balance of Rosh Hashanah itself. Yes, there are days of Yira V'Fachad, V'lo Yimei Simcha Yaseir, as the Rambam writes, in Perek Gimel Tofes Chanukah, but we recognize for us that this really is the opportunity of each and every Yantav collectively, but opportunity when it comes to the Yom Narayim to be able to position ourselves as a Karban Hashem in order to be able to secure Kapar. It's not often in life that a person can retrospectively rectify flaws and mistakes of the past, but that's the opportunity that we have when it comes to the Yom Narayim, the amazing gift of tshuva. Now there's a beautiful comment that the Meshech Chachma has that maybe tshuva is not a single mitzvah, maybe tshuva is built into each and every one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Meshech Chachma suggests not one mitzvah of tshuva, Taryag mitzvahs of tshuva. Because you know, there's sometimes mitzvahs that we fall short, we fail to do, and we have an incredible opportunity of zdonos, kizshkagos, even kizuchuyos. How can a person pass up that opportunity to transform days of Yom HaDin into times of great, great simcha? And that's the schus HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that realize that Tiku Lefana. The shofar shall ayo kadesha ezkar lachem akedes Yitzhak ben Avram. With that earnest field opportunity we have. Umani lechem kilo he kravtem es atzmechem lefana. Literally. Mita keneged mita. We are being judged, but you know, we have the tools, we have the capacity, we have the weapon of the kol shofar. And bezras Hashem, that the kolos of the shofar. Our efforts, our chazara b'tshuva, will be ba'orei racham eshamayim, in order that each one of us, in Knesset Yisrael as a whole, will be zocha, bezras Hashem, to Yeshua's benachamos.